Three perfect vintage Chevy Impalas are parked in front of the U.S. Embassy today for the first time since January 4th, 1961. An American flag flies over that embassy.
My friends, we are gathered here today because our leaders, President Obama and President Castro, made a courageous decision to stop being the prisoners of history and to focus on the opportunities of today and tomorrow. This doesn't mean that we should or will forget the past. How could we, after all?
Secretary of State John Kerry speaking from Havana, the first Secretary of State to set foot on the island since March of 1945. But his presence marks a symbolic beginning step to a working relationship for two Caribbean nations, two big players in the Western Hemisphere, their 55-year history as Cold War enemies drifting into the past. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick had a chance to speak with Congressman Jim McGovern, Democratic representative for Massachusetts, who is with John Kerry as part of the U.S. delegation in Havana. Todd, how privileged was Congressman McGovern to be a part of this moment?
Oh, Jim McGovern has a long history in Cuba. He's really excited. He's down there with a small delegation, four senators, five congressmen with Kerry. I asked McGovern what this moment meant, and to him, it's really the end of the Cold War.
We're doing more than raising flags at embassies. I mean, we're actually beginning to establish kind of a relationship with Cuba that I think can be helpful in a number of areas. Whether it's to deal with issues of human rights or environmental concerns or drug interdiction or migration, or when you have a formal embassy, you then have a direct relationship with the government.
You know, it's remarkable that the Cold War has been over for such a long time. It's really playing catch-up in some ways, this relationship between the U.S. and Cuba.
Yeah, it is. And McGovern is one of the people who sort of tie this new engagement with Cuba in with other forms of engagement, some of which are controversial, like the nuclear deal with Iran. Being able to talk to your adversaries, not necessarily get cozy and friendly with them, but have a relationship. Listen.
It signals that we're now at a point where we believe that engagement is important, that rather than issue press releases and give fiery speeches when we disagree with the Cuban government, that we will now behave like grown-ups and actually talk to them directly, and they will talk to us directly. And I believe that that will open the way for, you know, lots of progress on a number of fronts. It's now up to Congress to take the next step, which is to lift the embargo. The people who are defending the status quo are stuck in this Cold War mentality that somehow this policy is effective, when the reality has been that it's been a miserable failure. It's time for change. It's time to move on. It's time for us to be adult about this and have a mature relationship where we can actually talk about our differences.
John, McGovern is one of the people who needs to be realistic about those differences and how much progress can be made. I'll remind you that Marco Rubio, a Cuban-American presidential candidate, is making a speech today on what he would do if he were president. He would ratchet up pressure on Cuba and on Iran. And there are a lot of hurdles that remain. He mentioned the embargo. The Republican Congress, John, is not interested in lifting the trade embargo now. Only Congress can do that. This Congress is not going to approve a new U.S. ambassador to Cuba. On the Cuban side, John, Cuba wants Guantanamo Bay naval base, not just where the detainees are, but the whole naval base. They want that back. They're not going to get it anytime soon. They're not going to get reparations. There are a host of other issues between our two countries. McGovern's optimistic about the possibility of talking about some of those issues and about trade, but hopefully he's realistic about what can really be done in the next 2 years here.
I'm just wondering, we've heard so much about the differences between the U.S. and Cuba. Maybe it's time to start talking about the similarities, the cultural parallelisms, the common history that we have, the kinds of things that in a mature relationship are really going to build trade and build prosperity between the two countries.
Well, McGovern and John Kerry and the rest of the delegation today, John, after the flag raising, are headed to a second stop. It's Hemingway House, about a half an hour outside of Havana, where Ernest Hemingway lived. Now, Hemingway is extremely popular in Cuba, just like here in the United States. Jim McGovern has a long history with this. You know, about 12 years ago, he got wind that Hemingway House was in disrepair, the documents were falling apart, and he formed a nonprofit organization that raised some money to try to get Hemingway House with Cuban partners back up and running. It is today, and today they're going there. Now, he explained what happened 12 years ago when he helped raise this private money for Hemingway House. Listen.
So we kind of put together a little contract, and they wanted me to sign it, but they wanted me to sign it at the house. And so we went to the house, and there were all these security all around the place and all these cameras, and Fidel Castro comes walking out, and he and I signed the agreement together, which was a little bit of a surprise. But what was fascinating about that was that Castro mentioned, said two things that I thought were interesting. One, he said he really never got to know Hemingway, even though he had a house there, that he met Hemingway once. It was at a fishing contest and basically said, nice fish, but figured he'd be back and he'd get to talk to Hemingway about all of his writings and, you know, what motivated him to write some of the things that he did. But Hemingway left, and then, he died and never came back. So Castro said, well, after that, I made sure that anybody interesting who came to the island, that I actually talked to them, because, who knows if I'll ever see them again. But then he also said he read Old Man of the Sea again. He reread it, and he said that it meant something very different to him. This was about 12 years ago than it did when he first read it, because he was older.
Well, if they refurbish Hemingway House, I hope they, well stock it with rum. That's authentic. And cigars and the kinds of things that Hemingway loved that probably contributed to his demise. But those were amazing times. And I think for Americans to remember that cultural affinity is going to be really, really important as we think about the human rights issues and some of the other issues that are going to be more complicated going forward.
There are a lot of tough issues between these countries that are left. McGovern said he was in Cuba in 1979, John, when the Soviet Union dominated that country. There was no political debate at the time. He said things are much better now, that there's more ability in Cuban society. It's not like American democracy. There are problems there, especially from the American point of view. But there is space for a new debate on this.
A historical moment, just the beginning between a relationship between the U.S. and Cuba, restored after so many years. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.